Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. As growers are thinking about their May spray for navel orangeworm, the Almond Board reminds them to consider some helpful insects in the orchard. Professor of Entomology at UC Davis, Frank Zalem, says spraying pyrethroids at this time is not recommended.
We don't recommend pyrethroids because they're very disruptive of natural enemies and of other pests. And so you can end up with disruption and secondary infestations of other types of pests like spider mites.
Pyrethroids are a chemical compound very similar to the organic pyrethrin, but less toxic to mammals and more toxic to insects. Pyrethroids are a very common and effective pesticide, but Zalem says they're also very effective at killing off some harmless insects that actually feed on populations of problem pests. In fact, Zalem says while hole split is a better time for pyrethroid use, he personally doesn't recommend pyrethroids for orchard crops at any time.
I mean, they're effective, but they're very disruptive, and we have other alternatives that growers could use beside pyrethroids.
And what are some of those other options?
Well, things like insect growth regulators, the diamide insecticides, spinosins. Those are just some examples of ones that would control navel orangeworm that are less disruptive.
So for growers now who need to deal with now or navel orangeworm, Zalem has some recommendations. He says if you don't have heavy population pressure, you probably don't need to treat in May. The more standard hole split treatment timing would suffice, leaving what he calls an acceptable amount of damage. If you have heavier navel orangeworm pressure or peach twig borer also present in the orchard, then he says a May spray would be good in addition to the hole split spray. And so bottom line?
Pyrethroids are very disruptive, and we don't recommend their use as a spring spray. A lot of growers use it at hole split for the treatment timing just because it's cheap and it's effective. But, then it's more disruptive of other potential pests too, and so they, in the end, if they have to make sprays for mites and other things, it doesn't really save them a lot of money anyway.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.